Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, as a child, he had experienced strange things in his grandparents' house. At one point, his grandmother told his cousin, "Don't talk to it or it'll never go away." Who was it?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it sure is. And if you have a real ghost story, we'd like to hear it. So call it in anytime, 855-853-4802, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show, you'll get advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carolyn Harper is here today.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good. We haven't talked in forever. Because when Harper's in school, it's harder to, you know, to get our schedules to line up so we have time to record. But as we are recording this, it is the week of Thanksgiving, and you have the entire week off?
Yes, and I'm so very happy about it.
It kind of comes at a good time, doesn't it? It's like you kind of burn out on school and then get a week off. You'll be ready to go next week just in time for another vacation soon.
Oh, yeah, Christmas. That's going to be fun.
That is what I love about this time of year, because you get some days off at Thanksgiving and then you turn around and a few weeks later you get some more.
It's like a 2 week pause between breaks and then boom, another break.
I know. So how long do you get off for Christmas?
I think it might be a week or two.
Because if I was going to say, if your school gives you a week off for Thanksgiving, man, what do they give you for Christmas? Dang. I remember when I was a kid, we'd get off Thursday and Friday.
Oh.
But that was back in like the 1800s, so.
Yeah, back in the good old days, dinosaurs existed.
You're absolutely right. We had to walk past the dinosaurs to get to school. Well, you ready to hear a ghost story?
Yes, Carol.
Here we go.
Hi, my name's Brett Jones. I'm calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. My story started back when I was just turned 3 years old. That would have been 1969. Actually, November, December of 1969 is around the time this happened. And it stretched out through years. I mean, events that happened afterwards, but back then I was just too young to understand what was going on. Well, I was 3 years old. I was staying over at my grandma and grandpa's, and they had a shotgun house, shot in the front door, went out the back door, that type of house, old house. They built it back in the 30s or 20s, sort of around that timeline. And I remember I was standing in the living room, which had a clear shot into the kitchen. And I looked, and there was an old man sitting at the kitchen table facing toward the living room. And he looked at me and gave me this brutish little smile. And I started to smile. I look over to my left. My grandpa grandfather was in his favorite chair, watching TV, and he looks at me, and he gives me the same booty smile. And I think it's funny, and I look back where the old man was in the kitchen, and he was gone. Didn't understand it, because like I said, I had just turned 3. So as the years go by, I started noticing other stuff going on in the house, but I didn't understand it. I was like 6, 7 years old, and my Uncle Jerry's room was upstairs, and my Uncle Jerry is like one of my favorite people in the world. I mean, really bonded with him. And then me and my brother did. And I went and I stepped on the stairs to see if he was up there. I heard someone messing around, so I went running upstairs to see him. Mm-hmm. And I got up there, and there was no one in his room. And I thought that was very strange, you know, what the heck's going on. But I didn't understand, you know, I was only 7. And it got cold. It got extremely cold. I felt like someone was standing around behind me. So I spun around to look. I didn't know what to think, so I ran downstairs. So years and years go by, and I just totally forgot about this. And here I'm in my late 40s, early 50s, and we were having a talk about the house. And my Aunt Donna brought up the time where she once went into the kitchen at 6 years old, said she saw a strange man standing over in the corner. And she ran out into the living room, told her mom, my grandmother, Mom, there's a strange man in the kitchen standing over in the corner by the stove. My grandma, very religious, Wesleyan, you know, churchgoer, told her, well, don't talk to him because he'll never go away. So there was something in that house. What, I don't know, you know, but all I knew is when I, a couple of years back, I went to I can't remember what it's called, the clerk of courts or somewhere like that. And I looked up the history of the house, and it started with my grandfather buying it from his mother, the plot of land. She bought it from the bank, and the bank took it from somebody back in the late 1800s. Why they took it, I don't know. Did the guy die in there? Because it was under a man's name, and I forget the name. But it's just like I just felt, I mean, you know, going up to my uncle's room that time and it got cold, there wasn't air conditioning in this house. The closest thing you could get to air conditioning would be a fan in your window. So, you know, I mean, my grandfather, we got pretty cheap when it comes to doing this house. I mean, we didn't use it, didn't put in insulation in the walls. And during the wintertime, there would be frost on the walls. It'd be so cold. Believe me, I had really no understanding of what was going on until the last couple of years. I started putting pieces together. And yeah, my grandmother's house was haunted, my grandma and grandpa's. But, you know, they wouldn't say anything about it. If anybody asked any strange questions except that one time, I knew there was something bad in that place. Whatever it was, it had scared my aunts and uncles a few times when they were kids. They said they seen eyes in the closets, glowing eyes, scaring them, you know, running downstairs to sleep with grandma and grandpa, because they were just frightened. But, you know, this is just the one experience I had. It's just something I've never really talked about too many people. I don't know, maybe you'll use it on your story, on your show. Maybe not, but I just wanted to talk to somebody about it. So thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. Have a good day.
Well, I think that grandma pretty much confirmed something was going on when she said, don't talk to it or it'll never go away.
There's a part in the story where he says, I even like looked up the history of the house. I was so happy when I heard that, because like I've always like wondered, like, what is the history of those houses that like are like on the show?
I think it is really interesting to dive into that and see what, if anything, you can find out. And sometimes I do believe you can get some answers.
Yeah.
You know, and the one guy, he doesn't know if he died in the home, but he could have. And he saw a man sitting in the kitchen when he was like 3 years old. And then the guy disappeared. That ain't normal.
It really isn't.
Now, to a three-year-old, I would suppose, you know, your world is so curious that maybe that would be surprising, but you wouldn't necessarily know that doesn't happen. I think you might just accept it.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that he even remembers. I don't really remember anything from when I was that young. I kind of have a couple, like, photograph memories, like this happened, but sometimes I wonder, do I really remember it, or do I just remember the stories being told about that happening? But he remembers seeing that. And then to walk into a cold spot in a house that has no air conditioning at all, that's pretty weird.
That's just straight creepy.
So I'm with him. I think the house was totally haunted. I think the grandma knew the place was haunted. My guess is grandpa knew the place was haunted. But I can also see grandma being like, if we just ignore it, it'll go away, kids. So don't talk to it.
Yeah.
I could see a grandma being like that.
But maybe she did know what was, like, going on. And, like, maybe she has seen, like, the figure, like, before, like, any of them. And just, like, has talked to it to make it go away.
You know, and I'm sure that grandma is long gone. But it would have been interesting to get her to open up about it and see. Because, you know, she had experiences. It would just be interesting to know what had happened to her.
Yeah.
But they're not going to find that out. That was a really interesting story. And creepy. Yeah. Oh, especially yeah, when it's just kids and you don't know what's going on. And your grandma's in denial. Yeah. So you can't talk to grandma. So you just have to have all of your questions, I guess, right?
Yeah, I guess so. It was a really good story, though. I will say that.
Well, here is another story. It says, hi, my name is Cindy. I'm from Moreno Valley, California. I have a story to share with you guys and everyone. I come from a Catholic family, and my mom and I are into the paranormal, but we rather not see, hear, or feel anything. We respect every aspect of the dead and spirits, but my dad is a non-believer. It says, but we rather not see. I wonder if that means they are into it, but they don't want to see, hear, or feel anything. I'm not totally sure what that sentence means. But anyway, it says, 3 years ago, my grandfather, or my abuelito, my mom's dad, passed away. I loved him so much. He was a happy man and always had something funny to say at inappropriate times, but also had the best ghost stories. He told me from when he was younger. Unfortunately, he passed away due to lung cancer. Both my parents left for Mexico in a rush to his funeral, leaving me behind due to school, and I didn't renew my passport like I was told to do many times. They left for a week, and on the second day after they left, I woke up to do some chores. Saddened by the loss of my awesome grandfather, I went to the guest room, also known as his permanent room, when he came to visit for the winter. Once I opened the door to the room, a very strong smell of his remedy rubs hit me. He always brought some from Mexico to help us with our ouchies, but the smell wasn't a nasty smell, as some people described it to be, but it was a soft smell. I shrugged it off as if the smell was always there. The fourth day, early in the morning, like 6 a.m., I was awoken up by a scratching noise out in the living room. Well, I got up to see what it was, but when I got out to the living room, the noise stopped. I was so freaked out, I ran to my room and hid under my covers. I easily get scared. On the day before my parents were on their way, the whole day I felt as if I was being watched, but I wasn't scared, I just felt uneasy. I went through the day as if nothing was going on. The second day after my parents got home, it was mid-September, and it was kind of chilly. It was around 7:30 p.m., and I was sitting in the living room talking to my mom while she was still in the kitchen. From the corner of my eye, I saw the house plants moving. I turned around, and I saw my mom standing looking at the plants, too. I looked around to see if there was wind coming from somewhere, and everything was closed. My mom and I looked at each other, giggled, and smiled, and my mom said it was my abuelito saying goodbye to us since we weren't able to say goodbye to him. Well, that's one of my experiences with someone from beyond the grave. And one more thing, September 10th was my birthday. On the 11th, my abuelito died. And on the 12th, my niece was born. Does that tell you guys something? My mom told me that my grandfather had to die so he can leave a space in life so my niece could be born. Thanks so much for reading my story. Keep up the awesome work, Cindy. You know, that's interesting because that was kind of what happened to me. So my dad, my sister Kathy, her birthday is July 27th. My dad died July 28th. And it was 2 weeks later my nephew was born. So it was boom, boom, boom. All those things. So that's kind of interesting to me. Do you think that was a sign from grandfather, the moving the plants? Because it wouldn't be a breeze if you didn't have a fan on and there wasn't a window open. And enough to catch your eye and make you look at it.
Yeah. Another thing I found an interesting part of the story was when, like, she said that she had smelled, like, some sort of remedy in the grandfather's room. I always think that's always neat when, like, smells come back, like, after a person dies or if they've been, like, dead for a while.
And that's pretty common. You hear that a lot, like their cologne or, and especially something like that. That would have been a scent that she really associated with him anyway, because, you know, when she'd scratch her knee or something, Grandpa would be like, here's the remedy for that and rub this on there.
Yeah.
So that would be a smell that anytime you would smell that, you would think of your grandfather. I don't know. I think once again, and I've said this like a million times, I swear, on this show, but, you know, I think if you look for the little signs, like a scent, because why out of the blue do you smell a scent like that? Or the plants moving, like there's a breeze, and there's no breeze in the kitchen. So to me, those are the kind of things to be on the lookout for, because I do think those are signs.
Yeah, definitely.
It's hard to lose someone, but sometimes when you get those signs, it gives you that little bit of comfort, I think, knowing maybe they're at peace or, you know, they're not as far away as you think. So yeah. A little comfort. So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber. You'll get ad-free versions of the show. You get advanced episodes. You get access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can also do that through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.